A man is getting a citation after crossing lanes on Interstate 77. Good morning. I'm Mary Alice with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news report. No one was seriously hurt during a Sunday accident that involved two vehicles near Bolivar. Our New Philadelphia Post State Highway Patrol trooper Troy Thompson explains that they responded on I-77 just before 12:40 p.m.
We had two different vehicles, both going southbound. Unit 1 was in the left lane. Unit 1 quickly made a cut to the right, struck Unit 2. He drove out the roadway, struck a guardrail, back across the roadway into the median, then back across the roadway again, where that time he struck an embankment.
And Trooper Thompson adds that two people, both in the at-fault vehicle, received non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to Mercy Hospital. Now, the at-fault driver will be cited for improper lane change. Harvest season is here, and it's an especially significant time for some beginning farmers in Ohio. Caroline McCullough inherited Chesno Farm in Piqua, and as its new owner, started a massive vegetable garden. However, she had a larger vision for her operation and wanted to hone her business skills. That's when she learned about the Heartland Farm Beginnings program for early career farmers. Now, the farm-led workshop series helps farmers develop a whole farm plan and assist in goal setting, financial management, and other areas. And she says that the program helped her secure financing to begin organic raspberry production.
The first harvest is actually coming now, and the high tunnel is finished. It's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to starting to market those.
She notes that the ultimate goal is to develop a pasture-based goat meat and diversified fruit and vegetable and herb operation, and says that the assistance of a farm mentor through the program has been very beneficial.
The real value of the program is that it puts you in touch with so many people, not only through the class, but across the state. And that kind of support is just instrumental to trying to make good decisions, because when you get to pick other people's brains, it's sort of like turbocharged research.
And in September, McCullough will be among the first graduates of the Heartland Farm Beginnings. Then taking a look at state news, officials are still working to reassure visitors to the 2018 State Fair that they will be safe after a catastrophic ride failure left an 18-year-old dead and seven other injured last year. However, the Columbus Dispatch reports that little has changed. Amusements of America is still the ride vendor, and Ohio still employs 8 inspectors for 3,700 rides statewide. A spokesman says that Ohio Governor John Kasich has urged the Ohio Department of Agriculture to improve safety, but a tougher inspection law requiring a change has languished. Tyler's Law, which is named for Tyler Jarrell, who died July 26, 2017, when the Fireball ride broke apart, flinging a 4-passenger carrier into the air. Now, the Agricultural Department says that inspectors will do more this year, though, including daily spot checks as well as supplemental inspections. Then in sports, in just 6 innings last night due to the rain, the Pirates beat the Indians 7-0. Oh, that's 10 wins in a row for Pittsburgh, and the Tribe welcomes the Pirates again tonight at 7:10. And Cincinnati scored 2 runs in the bottom half of the 9th to beat St. Louis 2-1. The Reds and Cardinals play again tonight at 7 o'clock. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news, all brought to you by Law Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. Stay tuned and look at your Z Country forecast after this.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? La Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close as showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to La Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A blue 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited comes with the Sahara package, 4-wheel drive, removable hardtop, and satellite radio. A red 2006 Ford F-150 pickup with super crew cab, running boards, cloth interior, and it has 4-wheel drive. A white 2007 GMC Yukon with leather interior, third row seating, sunroof, and V8 engine. Don't forget that most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. See these and other great vehicles at La Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or on LaMotorCO.com. That's LaMotorCO.com.
We're stuck in this pattern, which we'll see the daily threat of scattered showers and thundershowers, including this afternoon. High temperature day in the low to mid 80s with a partly sunny sky. Scattered evening thundershowers, showers likely tonight, low of 67. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with scattered showers and thundershowers, high temperature near 80 degrees. We will be drying out on Thursday with a mix of sunshine and clouds. Look for a high temperature of 84 degrees Thursday afternoon. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Be sure to stay up to date on local news anytime, 24 hours a day, by visiting our website, WTUZ.com. With your 9 o'clock news, I'm Mary Alice. WTUZ.